The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world's vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brushed the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
And since we're here, I might as well welcome a new voice. How's it going tonight, Jeff?
I'm good.
Jeff is assisting. Jeff is present.
Jeff, were you sitting across from me when we played Delta Green?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was
okay.
Me and Dave.
Yes. All right.
What Delta Green did you do?
The doctor one.
Sick again.
Sick again. That's what it was called.
Yeah, it was Dave and I sitting next to each other. That was a bad idea.
I don't think I finished that one.
Actually, I was okay with it because you got into one of your fits and he like reached over and just touched your arm and you stopped.
I know.
I was like...
I remember you commenting during the game.
Yes.
I was like, this makes sense.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. I was like, every game I play with Jasmine, I want Dave to be a part of.
So anyway, Jeff's voice is here, probably subtly mocking the party that just arrived in London. Jeff may or may not be helpful. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But either way, Jeff will be here to make snide comments. Consider him your, what's the old guy's name? Waldorf, and I can never remember the other guy's name.
You're talking from the Muppets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it start with an E?
I don't remember the other guy's name.
Gosh.
None of us have our phones.
I would have remembered if
you hadn't
just
said
asked
it.
Me.
Well, that's super helpful. So I expect a lot of snide, shitty puns out of you.
I want to say it's like Stillman or something, but it's like...
Statler.
Statler.
Statler, yes.
Waldorf and Statler?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know who they are.
I think more commonly Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, you're right.
So, things we need to know about London. We've already learned how firearms work.
I'm the only one in the whole city with one.
You are currently at...
That's not true. I have my shotgun.
Yep.
We won't get into the pound, shillings, and pence, since that is a ridiculous system.
Oh my god.
But just as an FYI, in terms of exchange rate, it is currently $5 to the pound. So,
ouch.
Oh, wow.
It's expensive here for you.
My
other things you might
want
to know.
Hurts.
The tube is open. It is a thing at this point. It is closed between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. Obviously, buses. There are still carriages at this point. Trams. Hop on, hop off. You could theoretically rent a car. And railways, of course. So yeah, you find yourselves in London, obviously with suitcases and everything else, just freshly arrived from the train station. As we discussed last time, I believe it's probably afternoon since you came up from the port. Would have been a couple hours by rail, as I recall, give or take. So we'll say it's mid to late afternoon. You need a place to stay and things to do. So what do you want to do?
Porter!
Sure, you can get a hold of somebody there. I mean, there are hansom cabs, there are people shouting.
I look for a cab that can fit all of us in our trunks.
Oi! And you see a guy waving you over.
I want more of a modestly looking cab.
You see a number of individuals, cabbies, so on and so forth, waving you over. There are a multitude of options.
Mr. Young, why are we getting more than one cab? This is certainly large enough for all of us.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I know. Before he starts with his British accent, I gotta get the Southern down, because there's the unfortunate thing that happens.
We're gonna do all kinds of. I'm gonna do my best to do all kinds of British Isles accent, and each one is gonna be worse than the last.
No, I know, but
we're gonna start with "Oi."
What's in all this then, eh?
So here's the problem. They think that Shakespearean English is much closer to Southern than it is to proper Queen's English now. So I have this problem where my Southern accent and my British accent are not actually that different. So if I hear somebody talking a British accent too long, I pick up on it, and then my Southern becomes British, and we got problems.
Because none of us are professional actors.
Are we going to be visited by any liver puddings?
I hate you.
I'm just going to tell
you. I've been listening to Discworld books and the John Cleese autobiography just to prep for this, and I'm still not speaking with an accent. It's just not happening.
Oi, where to, governor? Lickety split, quick as you can. Come on, come on. Fastest cab in London town.
Good people are showing. Heavens.
What are some decent hotels?
Right chap does it yourself, put you up at the Ritz. There's a Waldorf. Where'd you like to go? Cheapest fares in London.
Go to the Waldorf?
Oh god.
Mm. You're gonna bankrupt us all.
We've got money. One, ourselves. Two, we're being backed by two different people.
Yeah, we're definitely
money
bankrupt.
Is not an issue.
That's right, as long as you make two masters happy, which is always easy to do.
One of them's unconscious.
Well, it makes it hard to sign the checks.
Or
when
might
you're not conscious.
Show up unexpectedly.
Oh dear. Are you Carlton Ramsay?
What's all this then, eh?
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, that
would miraculously.
Hell no.
He hops out and starts loading the bags. Quick as you can, in the cab.
I just get in the cab.
Yeah.
Off to the Waldorf then. Yep. Lickety split. Cheapest fares in London town. And he takes off.
Do we have any pounds at this point? Or are we paying him in American dollars?
We went through customs.
Did we exchange? Cody, don't give me that look.
Did you ask questions and not just assume?
I like his thinking.
How about one of those group luck rolls, Jasmine? Party luck roll.
You
don't actually roll it.
16. Fuck you.
Apparently you thought to exchange some money.
I like these dice.
He drives you from, again, I think you probably arrive in the King's Cross from Southampton. I don't actually know. But he takes you on the drive to central London because the Waldorf is located right in the heart of everything.
I have driven past it. It is quite fancy.
He quotes you a price. That'll be £2.06. Probably isn't even a real number. I probably just said 11D12s, please. That'll be 11D12s in my fake money system, please.
Yeah, pay whatever.
Okay.
I think Mr. Young is the money person.
You step into the Waldorf, which is very nice.
I mean, I literally am the money person.
Yeah, exactly. You've been volunteered based on your credit rating.
It is a very excellent hotel. You're able to get, concierge the whole nine yards, front desk. Yes, how can I help you?
Three rooms?
Bare minimum two.
Are your bellhops former military?
I mean, yeah, do you want to split a room?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, two rooms.
No, I'm a high school dropout.
Secondary school, then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're able to get a couple of rooms. A porter comes over and will take you to the elevator and take your things upstairs. They're very swanky establishments.
Please tell me he's playing the ox.
Two right.
Or the bull. I'm sorry, the bull.
Two right, two right. So you now find yourself on Friday evening in London.
And there's a bellhop standing with his hand out.
I give him a couple of pence. I don't know.
I think that's insulting. I'm pretty sure that's insulting.
A shilling? I don't know. Is pence worse than shilling?
Yes.
Pence is pennies. Shillings are like
But
dimes.
It's like 16 pennies in a dollar, right?
It's all right. Here you go. It tells me. Or I didn't pound. Care to look at it because it drives me nuts as a monetary system. 1 pound is divided into 20 shillings or 250p, with 12 pennies making 1 shilling.
Yes.
12 pennies makes 1 shilling. 20 shillings in a dollar, yeah, in a pound.
So it's correct. 12, 20, 1. So you have 250 to 1.
An empirical system.
And later on in the book, it describes Florence. Just well, yeah, super helpful to yep, this whole 1, 12, 10 problem.
Like, oh, and I think you got that wrong. Wouldn't you give him...
Yeah, I'll give him a shilling.
You're like, I'll do these. These are the big coins. And then you look down and realize those are pence.
Owen just stands there and kind of like hands out money. And the bellhop just like grabs a couple things and nods and leaves.
It's almost like we might speak the same language, but we're in a foreign country.
I mean, technically, I would know what...
Yes. Correct.
The correct one.
Yeah, because you're British.
I mean, I haven't spent a lot of time here, but...
Enough to know the difference.
Or were you with Scotland?
I mean, Scotland, yeah. Yeah.
The Spanish Scot?
I assume they have the same currency in Scotland.
Yes, at this point.
Oh, that's a great question. All our English listeners can let us know what we're doing wrong. I don't know if we have Scottish listeners. That I know of, we don't.
Is it...
James the First reunited after Queen Elizabeth the First.
I know.
That and became Great Britain.
And therefore, the Scots have hated them ever since.
Yes.
Well before that too, so.
Yes.
Are there raccoons in Scotland?
Is that thing? Coons?
Yeah.
Badgers.
Yeah, we'll go with badger. I was going to say badger skin. Like, well, get the pelt out. Oh, you want a pelt?
Yeah, except, okay, so badgers...
Trade in claymores and scotch.
Badgers in the UK are totally different than badgers in the US. One is akin to, like, rabbits and other small creatures. And in the UK, badgers are very nice and they look very cute. And here in the US, they look more like fucking wolverines.
Yeah.
Everything in America is way scarier than in England. Fact.
However, Australia is the scariest of all.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably
English true. Texas. We've been there, done
except
that.
For dentals work.
Wow, really, really, grabbing that low hanging fruit. Yeah. So, London in this area, England in and of itself, we're talking post World War I. So you have the lost generation there, just like you have in the States. This is the last gasp of British imperialism. This is essentially the end of the monarchy and the class system that's been in place for several hundred years.
30
now? And 25.
Okay.
You are at this point, you're seeing the rise of capitalism. Capitalism is rapidly turning the jewel of the British crown into a totally different city. So you're here at a time of sort of political and social upheaval a little bit. That being said, this is still one of the largest cities in the world, and it is a bustling place. So, Friday night, anything you'd like to do in particular?
I would say go to...
Pint of bitter.
Local, yeah. Pubbery.
Go to the pub, have a pint.
Wait for this whole thing to blow over.
have a pint of stout, pint of
off
bitter.
To the Winchester.
Have a pint of ale.
Yes, because at this point, there's no prohibition in the UK.
No.
We
not even a little bit.
I was drinking in New York, so I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah, but you can just go buy one now instead of having to have
no, now I have Cecil. To drink with everybody and not just my people.
That's because none of these are your people.
I'm assuming then that the trio, the former quad group that is now a trio, the foursome turned threesome, is just going to drink themselves into Saturday then?
I might pour a little bit out for Cecil's leg.
You pour some on your pant leg?
Yeah,
I say Cecil who?
Is there anything you'd like to discuss on Friday night, or are you rolling into Saturday?
I would love to be discussing D&D, but apparently we have to play Call of Cthulhu.
Fact. Well, just wait. We'll get there.
I mean,
the
I imagine
wizards will show up soon, and then it will all go to hell and
I imagine we can sit and discuss our first move for Saturday.
Yeah.
You do have some leads that we didn't talk about before we started the recording.
Correct.
Pinhue.
Yes.
The Pinhue Foundation would be one of them, for sure.
We need to send a letter.
Gavigan is the current...
Yes. Edward.
Yeah.
Edward, not Edwin, I believe.
It's Edward.
I believe that the card was for
I took
Edward
a note
Gavigan.
On that.
Wow!
Thanks. It's in there if you want to take a look at it. It yeah. even gives you the address,
Mickey Mahoney?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Mickey Mahoney's the...
Professor Reginald Graham.
Rag.
at University of London.
Yeah, Mickey was the Irishman who was friends editor with of the Elias.
Scoop. Yes. The Scoop.
God, I'm going to hate him so much. 35
Tottenham Court Road.
All right. Time to break up the map.
Again, as I talk about this prop box a lot, there is a gorgeous map of London. An absolutely gorgeous map.
Yep.
It almost it shows you how big and interconnected the city actually is because it's almost impossible to read. Troy's literally holding it about 8 inches from his face.
Like he does his dice.
Right. Because both
Aren't
are hard
like
to 80 read.
80 years old? Shut the f*** up. Almost half that. Thank you, Troy.
Oh, cool. There's a 35 Tottenham Court Road in Port Elliot, Australia, and in London, and in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Well, two of those we don't want to go to.
Right. Oh, I didn't mean Australia. Shut up.
Did we ever actually get an address for Mickey?
Nope.
Just the Scoop. I'm sure we could find somebody to know where the Scoop runs out of.
Hey. Yeah.
It is also a publication, so you could
go to the library. Yeah.
I mean, like, ask for it.
We're at a bar. I'm sure they probably have one.
That's true.
Here's the Ben. Covent Garden up there.
So I thought Tottenham was, but
it's not far from the British Museum. Where's the Waldorf?
I don't know, actually. I don't think it gives me an address. Let me look. The Waldorf, it says, is in...
The Waldorf Hilton?
Is in Aldwych.
Yes. Which is right on the Strand, next to King's College of London, off Waterloo Bridge on the north. So.
It should be in central London somewhere,
this
though.
This major road here.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's Tottenham.
Yeah, Tottenham Road. The Waldorf is...
You should be somewhere in that block that says C.
It's right here.
Okay, so not far.
Yeah. I mean, this...
Oh, we could probably walk it.
This is Somerset House. This is the British Museum. I mean, we'd probably be at cab distance just because it's going to be pretty bustling. And it's cold. Not as cold as it was in New York, but it's cold.
Where, you're just talking about in terms of the Penhew Foundation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Foundation.
Are you asking anything... Okay, so you know where that is.
I would send a letter.
To?
Gavigan.
If you want to, yeah, for sure.
Letter of introduction.
Okay.
Ask for an appointment. Give our address at the Waldorf.
Okay, sure.
Go out in the morning's post.
Okay, it'll go out Saturday morning. I'm not sure how the post runs, but I'm going to assume that there's some Saturday service, so you would assume he'd get them.
There are couriers.
Saturday
it'll get
or
there.
Sunday. Yeah,
it'll be taken. We would probably be able to walk there faster than the letter would get there, I would assume.
Yes, but it's much more courteous to send a letter and ask for an appointment since we don't have a phone number.
Are there operators in London?
Yes, there would be.
Okay.
You also are at essentially a 5-star hotel, so you could probably ask the concierge. But if Jasmine wants to write a letter, that's her thing. She likes writing letters to powerful people. She can write a letter.
I mean, it would make sense if we knew we were going to be here, but like a letter literally won't probably get a response till Monday.
Who did we get letters of introduction for?
Letter probably won't be read until Monday, and you won't get a response until whenever.
Depends on where he lives. I don't think he lives at the foundation.
So, Sybil is writing a letter to Mr. Gavigan. Anything the two of you would like to do?
I used to like you, Jeff.
Do I have a concierge that comes up to my shoulder and goes, "It looks like you're writing a letter"?
Is there a British Clippy? No. Oi! You writing a letter?
Look for a copy of The Scoop.
Sure. Are you guys in? Okay, are we still Friday night? Or are we now going to Saturday? We're Saturday?
Friday night.
Friday night.
Okay, yeah. So you're just in a pub somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ask somebody, he's like, copy of The Scoop. She says that normally, the waitress says normally it is, barmaid, I guess, technically, says that it usually gets passed down, on the street corners. To buy it now, you might be able to go to a shop just down the way if you'd like to. What you want with that rag?
Just want a little bit of light reading.
Local color, as it were.
I miss quite a bit of local color with that one.
Do you have any other recommendations, then, that isn't quite this rag?
Oh, I mean, she lets you know. I mean, what is it, the London Times? There are plenty of more reputable.
Do you have any on hand?
Yeah, she says, she hands you a paper.
How far off is the University of London?
Well, I found King's College, but I didn't find University of London.
Anything else that you guys want to do?
I was reading notes. Did you say we got a copy of the scoop?
No, you could go down to the shop and buy one. They don't happen to keep that rag around here.
Gotcha. How far is the shop? I'm assuming around the corner?
Yeah, around the corner.
University should be, like, right here. So it's we're actually, like, all on kind of a...
Yep, close nice, to each other. Corner. She did give us a copy of a different newspaper, so if we'd like to, quote-unquote, read through that. We don't have the scoop. We'd have to go to dispensary?
No, I mean, there's probably some corner shop somewhere that has a copy of it.
We're talking...
In between pints, I'll run down and grab a copy of the scoop.
You get a copy of the scoop.
Yeah.
The scoop is everything that you expect it to be. It has more of the salacious and dubious stories. It proposes to give you the truth and to tell the real story behind everything.
Yeah.
Batboy takes up residence in London Tower.
Not quite that far, but you get the sense that if they could get a blurry photo, it absolutely would be in the scoop.
Well, today it shows the scoop's about right here. I don't know if it would be there 100 years ago.
This so is the scoop a legitimate newspaper? I thought they made it up for the game.
I typed in the scoop and it gave me a place, so...
All right, that's news to me. I thought it was bullshit.
Although, I mean, it could be an ice cream place, maybe.
I don't know. There's the scoop in Zionsville, so it's an ice cream shop.
So there you go. You know everything's pretty close within London. It shows... I can actually tell you, Troy. The paper would tell you that the scoop...
Oh, the scoop is an outdoor amphitheater.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Now...
Yes, now. It's apparently right next to City Hall.
I'm showing that the scoop is located... that's the Thames.
Yeah, that's kind of a big landmark.
Yeah, thanks, Jasmine.
Thanks, Cody. It doesn't tell me where along the Thames.
I'm trying to figure out which bridge that is. It's on the north side of Blackfriars Bridge.
Got it.
Oh, so... Again, not very far from... Everything else.
It is, to be more specific, it is on Fleet Street. It gives its address as something Fleet Street, just off of Ludgate Circus.
Ludgate Circus, you can see, is about, like, two... It's the circus, and then there's a street that's, like, two blocks long, and it dead ends at St. Paul's.
Mm-hmm. Is the circus going to be in town for a while?
Yep. Okay. They have them all the time.
It's literally still there. So, yes?
I believe he was trying to make a pun there.
I know, and I stomped on it. It was fabulous.
So you have a pint. You learn some information about the college, anything else you... Or, you know, University of London. You learn some information about the Penhew Foundation. You're basically within a few blocks of everything, including a number of world-renowned research sites, newspapers, museums. I mean, you're in one of the most, I'll say, prolific cities on Earth.
Does anyone want to go with me to the British Museum tomorrow and take a look at their African exhibits?
Rousing, rousing response.
So where are we going first, Owen?
As Eustace rolls his eyes.
I just think, with this being, you know, the center of the empire, that the sun never sets and all of that, there might be some new things from the continent. It's right around the corner.
I can read the signs in these museums, I think.
Are you saying you're
illiterate? There's a lot of extra U's and things. I don't know.
They spell donut with so many extra letters.
I suppose we could go there.
Saturday morning rolls around then, unless you're doing anything Friday. You send your letter off Saturday morning, then?
Or I send it with the concierge.
I mean, you could hand it to him Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's a charge in terms of service, so if you want it to be delivered tomorrow, it's probably an extra charge.
I don't really want to hand off a letter at an institute that might be closed on Saturday. Like, I don't want to hand deliver it. It's not going to go anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, you can mail it.
What?
I was going to say, give them some of those peas. Maybe they'll walk it down there themselves.
sir, there is a There is a telegram for you.
Oh, sure.
Shoot, did we not do a telegram while we were on the ship? We were supposed to do a telegram every 2 to 3 days. It's been 4. Now 5.
It is Mr. Gray reaching out, saying that the lockbox at the Bank of London has been set up.
Okay.
And giving you information on how to access it.
All right. We'll send a telegram to the Gray, say, landed in London.
I mean, we're receiving a telegram at our hotel. They seem to know where we are.
I gave you this one. For now.
I'm going to start ticking days.
Yeah. Yeah, just say, what? Landed in London, staying in blah, 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 staying in Waldorf.
Mm-hmm.
Headed to Pinhue / University in the next day or two.
Okay. No, and he has given you access to the Bank of London that's right around the corner. There's a lockbox there if you want to make use of it, and there is some petty cash in the lockbox. So you've got access to a couple hundred British pounds.
Okay. So if it's Saturday morning, ask the hotel if they have a number for the Pinhue Foundation.
Sure. Yeah, they can look it up.
We're in London.
I see London, I see France.
You attempt to call the Pinhue Foundation, and it rings through. No one answers.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't want to go with me to the museum?
I said we would.
Yes, but Eustace rolled his eyes.
Have you met Eustace?
Yes.
Have you met Ted?
So yeah, let's go to the lockbox, pick up the cash, and then go to the museum.
Okay. Are you depositing anything in the lockbox?
Do you still have your firearm with you?
I have my shotgun.
But you're not carrying it around.
Correct.
Did you have a pistol that got confiscated?
No, I had one that was checked.
Right. And that is currently not on your person?
Correct.
Good.
I want to pick up a cudgel.
Just a cudgel.
They said we determined that I would have a carry permit to have one.
Yes, you would have a permit to carry one. It is kind of frowned upon to carry it in.
Well, no, I'm just trying to.
In public, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have an open carry, but you've got a.
Yes. Yeah. You have a permit to own the firearm.
Yeah.
But you got to think that that is, from what I've read, it would be issued by someone in the Scottish government. So you have permission to carry that firearm in that. Where in your hometown of Scotland.
Okay.
You know, if you suddenly start brandishing it about in London, the bobbies are going to take umbrage with that.
Was my rifle checked?
Yes. Any firearm you would have attempted to bring into this country would have been checked. You can purchase a shotgun here now that you are here.
Oh, so my shotgun is checked then.
Yes.
You would need to purchase a shotgun here. I don't know if they would let you carry it in or not. They may have let you carry it in.
Yeah, because we made
it. Because it was hunting.
Well, I thought we had, but, you know, if he's going to make changes, he can make changes.
Well, if we want to go to a hunting range, I would be more than willing to spend a day learning how to use a shotgun better. Once I've purchased one. Guess we know what our petty cash is going for.
It's 2 pounds, right, for a shotgun? 2 pounds?
Actually, before we head out, I'm gonna call like the university and see if I can pinpoint
Graham.
Exactly where Graham is. Like his
department. Professor Graham or Dr. Graham, I
professor.
Believe.
Yeah.
Professor.
I don't know if we got a department.
No.
Edward Graham.
Social skill roll of some sort, just to see how long this takes you, how effective it is. You are calling the university on a Saturday, but you are able to
I don't know, what am I going to use?
Professor Reginald Graham. Got charm? Persuade? Fast talk?
I got fast talk, but that's not really a fast talk.
No, I mean, a charm. You could use a credit rating if you want, but a social skill will get you farther.
Well, credit rating's best role I have, so. Fail.
Okay. You spend a little while. It takes you an inordinate amount of time as you call this person and this person and this person in this department. Eventually, you get around to finding out that it's Professor Graham, right?
Yes.
Is a professor of archaeology.
Excellent.
Eventually, like I said, this takes an inordinate amount of time. This takes you like an hour and a half, what should have been a 10-minute thing.
Mr. Young, would you like some assistance cutting through the bullshit?
No, I just found out.
What he does find out eventually after spending some serious time on the phone is that currently Professor Graham is out of the city. He's expected to be back in a few days, maybe a week.
Is he excavating columns in Wales?
No. He's on vacation, basically.
Holiday.
Not returned. Yes. He's on holiday. Before returning for the term.
The coast of France.
Yes.
Something like
he's at a seminar, maybe. He's indisposed. Should be back in the next few days. A week at the most. It takes you way longer than it should have, but you eventually reach his secretary.
Okay.
Would you like me to leave a bit of a message for him?
We're coming for you, Graham.
let him know that some friends of Jack, good friends of Jackson Elias, were calling after him.
Right.
Like to see him before or when he gets back in town.
You hear some scratching of a pencil. Is there a place he could contact you at?
We're at the Waldorf.
Very well. And your name, you said, was Mr. Young?
Owen Young.
Yes. Very well. I'll give him the message when he returns. Like I said, should be a few days, no more than a week. He's expected back any time.
Thank you.
I write a letter to my husband and also to Cecil and Mabel.
You are writing a lot of letters. Got it.
It's cheaper than telegrams. Takes longer.
Schroeder, anything that Eustace would like to do as they are on the phone and apparently writing
scribbling furiously.
Short novel.
Nope. Eustace is out of his element. He's just kind of like waiting on Owen.
Eustace, would you like to ring for some tea? I hear they have excellent scones, and you could even put some brandy in it.
That's what you want? I want coffee. I don't drink tea.
Well, if you'd like to bring some coffee, I'm
sure
they could make it.
Is there chicory around here? Is chicory a thing in London?
I don't think so.
Okay, well then I'm not interested. Call yourself.
I wait until there's a break in the phone.
Super grumpy when it comes to London.
There's not enough snow for how cold it is.
It's not that cold. Isn't it like 50s?
No, it's cooler than that, but it is not.
So it's shorts weather.
Right.
I mean, first off, my apologies to all those folks in London. You don't know what a goddamn winter is, at least the winter that I spent there.
I mean, like, Eustace lives outside in the mountains of West Virginia. Like,
yes, it is nowhere near as cold as West Virginia.
However,
cool. I did take sled dogs to New York.
I don't remember
if we all remember this or not. But I did.
I do not remember
those dogs
this.
Are probably dead by now.
Well, I would just let them go. They're wild. I just tamed them for a day or two.
Oh my god, that's such an animal handling role.
Still sitting outside the hotel, tied in the sled.
Yeah.
Waiting for him to come back.
Yeah, there's still feet of snow in New York. They're just chilling.
Yeah.
So yeah, you...
I just pass it off like it's a free ride.
It's now late morning.
I've ordered tea and some coffee and a side of brandy and Irish whiskey so we can make some little...
Oh, you were taking my order. I thought you were asking me to place one.
Oh no. I was doing that too. Since I was writing and he was on the phone, but then I would order it and be nice and get you an Irish coffee.
The tea and coffee come up. A couple of crumpets.
Scones.
Some scones.
What's a crumpet?
It's a pastry.
I know what it actually is.
What a cricket is.
That was in character.
That's backwards.
It is now late morning.
To the museum then.
Let's go to the museum.
Sure.
Yes.
Can we take Africa Dark Sex and read it as we walk?
You soon find that the British Museum, as it says in the book, houses all manner of priceless artifacts from across the world, such as the Rosetta Stone.
Yes.
The museum is home to the British Library. Only the library's reading room is open to the public, however.
The reading room is enormous.
Correct.
It's a quarter of the building.
Troy, can you give me an idea roll for Mr. Young?
Y'all ever have a chance to go?
Pass.
You do know, however, that if you can demonstrate scholarly credentials, which you would have, you can, in fact, get a free reader's pass. So you could get access to the more secure aspects of the library. They basically put you in a room, and they'll bring you whatever book you want, and they kind of lock you in there, and then whenever you don't want the book, then they'll take it back from you. That is open every day from 9 to 6.
Note that he never said that they let you leave.
Right.
He lets you read the book, then immediately execute you. Blood all over that one wall.
Well, they have to because you go insane.
So yeah, you can go to the British Museum. I mean, obviously it is a massive wealth of cultural artifacts and everything else.
I'll say, at this point, we don't know or have any thought of any other book, like, by title, that we have not gained access to.
We could see if they have a translation of the French book. If there's a place to have it, this is the sort of place that would know. If Harvard doesn't know, hopefully the British Library knows.
I've got something.
Does anybody who works at the museum
Panoply Scriptures?
The what?
The Panoply Scriptures?
I have no idea what that is.
Am I making that up? Or did I write something down? I can't read my...
It sounds like you did. Hold on.
I was specifically doing Selection de Livre de Ivan de Leon.
Connected with McWeer.
Hold on. This is one of the things I like about having the PDF. I just typed in the word scriptures and hit search. Please allow it one moment to search the PDF.
Cross-reference with McWeer.
Y'all are talking about McWeer died. He died on expedition.
You're talking about the Ponape scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Oh. Yeah, no, we had that somewhere. That was something someone wrote after the fact, after he died.
I mean, obviously my notes aren't as thorough as yours, but that's the only other book that I have written down that we don't have in possession.
Ah. Robert McKenzie was the executor of Mr. Weir's estate. In Australia, Mr. Weir wrote the Ponape scriptures there at the University of Sydney, is my chicken scratch.
So there might just be the one copy?
Or that's where he was based out of?
Well, yeah, I know that.
Is that about the rainbow snake?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, is it possible they have a copy?
I'm thinking about it.
Or a translation of the Selection.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Book of the Wizard.
Somebody's way more lucky than I thought they would. They do have a printed copy of the Ponape Scriptures.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'll also ask about the Selection de Livre Divin.
Still getting my Australia, even in London.
We're still going.
Might not need to, maybe.
We have letters of introduction. We have a house to stay at. We have the Marshall Islands to visit as a jumping off point. And it's on the way to Hong Kong.
I don't think at this point, Australia's on the way anywhere at this point.
It's on that half of the globe.
No. Selection de Livre de Vion. Selection... De Livre Divin, or De Livre Divin, is not something that they have. Troy, roll me a d4.
4.
The library is helping you, but it does take 4 hours eventually to get a hold of all of this information. Roll me a credit rating.
Pass by half.
You prove to them that you are a scholar, and they will allow you access to the Ponape scriptures if you like.
Okay.
So they give you a reader's pass. The reader's pass does not apply to the rest of your party, but you can go in and take a look at the Ponape scriptures if you like.
Does that mean that Eustace and I are just in the other three quarters of the museum by ourselves for more than 4 hours?
Yes.
I'm going to the scoop.
Split you can the party. Go to the scoop if you want.
No, I'm not going anywhere by myself.
Yeah, don't.
Chicken shit.
Eat me, Jeff.
That's where Jeff says, "Hi, Eustace. Welcome to London.
Bitch."
So, would you like to access the Ponape scriptures?
Yes, please.
You only have a couple hours with it, obviously, but if you'd like to spend till 6 o'clock tonight on a Saturday, you can.
And we jump until 6 o'clock before she gets back.
Oh no, you guys have the whole late morning and into the evening to do whatever you like.
I don't have any means to murder myself.
You have many guns.
There's traffic.
Just run out screaming.
Okay, Google, how many stories tall is the British Museum?
I was waiting for it to pick up and tell us.
I didn't say it too loud.
Yeah, okay. I'll take the time to read that.
In that case, roll me a library use.
Pass.
What?
Okay, I remember. Okay. Since we're doing that advanced study, you get 6 on it. Essentially, what you begin to realize is that this book, such as it is, it was published circa 1795 in Boston, and it deals with South Sea Island cults. So that takes Troy to 6 o'clock.
Would the museum or library, I'm sorry, have a copy of the Nicotic manuscript? I would assume not. That was the one I started reading.
I mean, you could take a look.
Well, Lucas finished it, but we all left.
No, I've been reading the Nicotic
manuscript. What was the one
that he had? He had Africa's Dark. He had Sex. Amongst the Stones. And he started Africa Dark Sex, too.
Okay.
Because he finished the Stones one.
But he technically finished it, and we meted the information?
Yes.
Okay. But I don't remember if you said that there would potentially be more there.
It's entirely possible. I have to look at that exact book's entry.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt, because, I mean, theoretically, if you gain Cthulhu Mythos from it, you could gain Cthulhu Mythos from
it. I mean, I just have a really poor library use, but...
I mean, it's just going to take you longer.
Yeah. But that also, if I could potentially take it for future upping. So, I think that's what I would do. Eustace would have no... I mean, unless I'm seeing... big game and or like the history of any kind of
back,
weapons
you,
or
oh for sure like I mean like, it is one of the most extensive museums in the world, like
you would find all of that.
Yeah, no, I mean Jasmine's suggestion of going to you know the quote-unquote Africa section or looking like that, you would find a lot of information to
there's
sift
half a
through.
Floor and like if the library is one quarter of this square, there's a whole floor dedicated to, like, just Egypt. At this point, it would be
it'd be really popular
heyday.
At this point, because this is Egyptology's heyday.
Yeah.
So he's reading until 6, so what are the two of you doing?
I would
from,
just
like,
go
1 to 6?
Start planning the next phase, looking at stuff, and, like, we might run into this. Oh, we find a specific item that kind of sparks our fancy based off of articles we've read from the Carlisle Expedition. That, like, I'm just studying what's around.
Okay. I mean, it's a massive museum. There's plenty to look at.
Yeah.
As you go and look at the...
Looking for anything unnatural, like what we've seen so far of the other things as well.
You both take a couple of hours and peruse the Egyptology section. You don't find a lot in terms of, like, you're not seeing anything weird or something that's, like, you feel like if you put on your head would, like, suffocate you in some sort of weird, kinky way.
This is space wood.
Yeah, you don't see anything made out of space wood.
You see any books made out of not human, not animal?
Probably not in the generic cases, no. What you do see, obviously, it's very obvious to you, a large number, maybe 30 to 40% of the artifacts in the British Museum, specifically from Egyptology, that has a little placard, you know, that says blah, 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 you know, on loan from the Penhew Foundation, or, you know, donated from the Penhew Foundation. Probably 30 to 40% of the artifacts list the Penhew Foundation specifically.
Okay. Any other free time after looking through all that, I would go to the book.
Is there anything I can answer for you about the museum? Welcome to the British Museum.
What are the hours of operation for the Penhew Foundation? I'm very excited about Egypt.
Yes, no, the Penhew Foundation is a lovely archaeological and philanthropic organization. They are very much invested in digs in and around the Giza Plateau. They are...
Did you mean Giza or Gaza?
Giza.
Okay.
What?
Giza is the city. The Gaza Strip is in the Middle East.
I'm 95% sure when I was reading this today that it said it was the Giza Plateau.
Isn't it the Great Pyramids of Giza?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, what are we questioning? I'm confused.
My sanity. Yeah. I do believe the Penhew Foundation is American. Lovely to meet you. Welcome to England.
Thanks.
The Penhew Foundation is a leading institution in terms of Egyptology and the study of ancient Egyptian artifacts. I believe they're open Monday through Friday, but if you enjoy the collection here, they also have a collection available on display that is significantly more in-depth. And it begins to talk about, like, really, really, really in-depth archaeological nuances.
Levels of water erosion.
Right, some severely in-depth academic stuff. Yes, the foundation has done a remarkable job issuing grants to scholars from all over the world and helping to prepare them for expeditions into Egypt and the pyramids and so on and so forth, exploring new digs. I know that they're very, very active in the community.
I just yell, guys, I think I know how we can get more money. Which one of these was most important to Carlisle, and why did he go to Egypt? I'm definitely not actually doing that, but...
Definitely not.
So yes, I would highly recommend if you're interested in Egyptology. Like I said, they're one of the foremost Egyptian excavation and archaeological institutions of the world.
Do you know Mr. Gavigan at all?
I've not met the man personally, but obviously, various museum members here do have a great working relationship with him. We get a little bit more foot traffic, so Mr. Gavigan has been very helpful in making sure that we are up to date on our displays in terms of Egyptian artifacts.
Oh, what was the latest piece that was donated, or they donated in bulk?
He takes you over to a shard of pottery that was recently dug up. I believe this was only a few months ago, and he launches into how this is from the middle centuries, but what's unique here is that the art style is more like the early centuries, so the question is whether or not this was well preserved, and did the Egyptian people find preservation of art artifacts from prior, from prior eras of their civilization is important, or since there's signs of additional paint on top of this, did they simply reuse the original urn and add layers on top of it? They're really interested to see. They're even going to take a piece and attempt to dilute it with a little bit of acid to see what is underneath. Because the style of the pottery itself is from an earlier era, but the paint upon it is from more of the middle era. And he continues, if you do not interrupt him.
Well, I mean, I didn't know how long you were going to, like, play this guy as lemming or not. So, yeah, I will be like, is there anything else other than just Egypt artifacts that the Penhew Foundation is actually...
In terms of... No, they are strictly in...
Strictly Egyptology.
Egyptology.
Well, fantastic. Could you point me in the direction of anything else? That's not, I mean, at this point, it's pretty obvious, I would think, where the Egyptology stuff is. So yeah. I'm just going to, like, walk off.
Yeah, no, he's, like, you're literally surrounded by mummies and you know, ankhs and scepters and jewelry.
Thanks for all the help, George. Do you have anything on Oceania and Australia and that sort of part of the world?
Of course, and he leads you to another part of the museum.
Fantastic.
As she goes there, I'm going to stay where I'm at and look for anything that looks like a mask.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.